America's number one online lender, matters to you. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, gym class for a Wednesday coming your way here on KGYM. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Mark Ironside will join us coming up here in just a little bit. And also coming up, we'll take a look back at last night's Kansas-Iowa State game, talk about the UNI victory last night over Evansville, and a whole lot more. It is a Valentine's Day edition of the gym class coming your way here on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, thank you, Kyle. It is gym class on this Valentine's Day 2017. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside I don't know what to call it. You're under the weather today. You're not 100%. What are you, about 70%, 80%? Should I be really worried at this stage?
You should not be worried. Let's just call it punk.
Call it what?
Feeling a little punk.
Little punk, okay. I'll go with that. This is all rubbing off on you, our giveaway, isn't it?
I'm going to look up Urban Dictionary here.
Help things out here. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Mark Ironside. That'll be here in just a little bit. Mark, we'll talk about Iowa Penn State. He was at State College on Saturday night. We'll look ahead to what's coming up in college wrestling. Also, high school wrestling as well. And we got state duels going on, of course, going on as we speak at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. As 3A, 2A, and 1A action going on. As we speak, we'll get you updated on how things are going as far as that is concerned, as we're a day away from the traditional state meet coming up. And that will be getting started tomorrow morning over there in Des Moines. The Eight Ring Circus, as they like to say. If you've never been, you got to go. We've said that so many times, haven't we?
We haven't. It's so true.
Very
and,
true.
And we've got, if the finals aren't set yet, they're very close to it. And I know Lisbon lost to Denver. In the semifinals, really tough match, 38-35 in the Class 1As, and I'm not sure where the other ones stand right now. We'll get that to you.
Yeah, we'll get that to you, but we are very close to getting things organized as far as the championship round is concerned. And as a matter of fact, let's go ahead and take a look at that here as I bring that up on the handy-dandy computer to help us out as far as that is concerned, as it now goes away. Track wrestling, by the way, crashed earlier today. But it's back. It was only down for a few minutes, but overload of people.
Heavy activity,
and it said no mas for a little bit. Let's start off with 3A action. And earlier on today in the quarterfinals, City High fell to Waukee 41-27. Also from the MVC, Dubuque Hempstead fell to Fort Dodge, number one, Fort Dodge, 65-6. And in the consolation semis, it was Johnston beating Hempstead, 37-28. City High fell to North Scott in a close one, 39-36. So Hempstead and City High will wrestle here in just a little bit for seventh place. And the championship is going to be Fort Dodge and Waukee. They will battle it out as Waukee knocked off West Des Moines Valley in that one. So that is the way 3A plays out. 2A right now for our local teams, West Delaware. They won their first round matchup against Davenport Assumption, 34-24. Fell to New Hampton Turkey Valley, 46-24. Solon fell in the first round to Clarion Goldfield Dows, 42-25. They came back, beat Ballard, and Solon will wrestle Webster City for fifth place. Williamsburg, they're big role continues. They won their first-round matchup against Ballard, 45-27, then fell to Clarion Goldfield, 33-28. So Williamsburg and West Delaware will battle for third coming up in a little bit here, and Solon will take on Webster City, and that will be for the fifth-place spot. Class 1A, Lisbon defeated Woodbury Central in the quarterfinals, 55-12. And then, as you mentioned, Mark, they lost in a match against Denver that came right down to the wire, 38-35. 5, and Denver got a fall at 152 to come away with the victory in that one. And it will be Denver going up against Don Bosco, as Bosco beat West Sioux. They also beat Lake Mills, so that'll be coming up tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, Lisbon will take on Lake Mills for the third place match coming up. And, you know, I think it's better. You remember back to the first year when there was the state duels, and we'll talk about this with Mark coming up in a little bit, but there were a lot of teams that didn't wrestle their individual people that had qualified. Mm-hmm. And now I think those days are behind us for the most part a little bit. There are a couple occasions this year where there were subs coming in, second team guys to wrestle in places. But for the most part, I think it's actually turned into, I don't want to say legit tournament, because it's always been a legitimate tournament. But I think that everyone is... Maybe everyone around the state is grown into the fact that the state duels aren't going anywhere. They're always going to be ahead of the state championships, the traditional tournament.
Why do you need a consolation bracket, though?
Well, they're there.
So they have to wrestle tomorrow.
You
lose in the first round, why wrestle for 7th and 8th? You get a trophy for 7th?
Yeah, I bet you do.
A participation trophy, probably.
Probably.
But if you ask the coaches, they don't like the consolations. I could be wrong.
Yeah. It gives I don't know. If you bring a West Sioux in for 4 hours and have them wrestle for 90 minutes, that's probably they're thinking, nah, that's not really worth it.
Win.
At this point. Win. Winning takes care of all evils. Is that what you're saying at this point?
It would in this case.
Yeah. All right, 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in on that particular aspect of things as we come your way here on the Wednesday edition of the program. We'll talk more wrestling here in a bit. 10 past 3, Iowa State, Kansas. Every time Scott and the rest of the world try to throw dirt on the Kansas Jayhawks, look what happens. And they come through in a big way last night. Almost gave away the lead as Iowa State fought back at the end, but just a little bit too much of a hole to dig out of, and Kansas comes away with a win that they had to probably get if they wanted to compete for, a 13th straight Big 12 championship, at least a share of it?
Very balanced scoring and very, very balanced effort for Kansas. Azabique was, God, he was a man in the middle for Kansas. Very difficult to stop. Wigginton didn't have his best game, but got a nice contribution from Nick Weiler-Babb for the first time in several games. He came off the bench. Zoran Talley was good. He's been very good for that team. Cameron Lard had another big game, but in the end, it was just not enough. And as Steve Prohm said, Iowa State needed to make a few more shots, that's all.
And we said they had to shoot well from the outside. You mentioned Wigginton just did not, it wasn't the game he had against Oklahoma. Let's just put it that way. It wasn't
3 out of 12.
Yeah, just wasn't the game he had against Oklahoma. And good to see Nick Weiler-Babb back out there for Iowa State.
And a nice game.
And coming off the injury, and I think that'll be a little bit of a boost. And, it's a lot like Iowa and what coaches say. And I don't want to compare Iowa and Iowa State here, but there are people around the Big Ten saying nobody in New York City wants to see Iowa in their bracket. I don't think anybody at the Big 12 tournament wants to see Iowa State on their line.
We talked about it the other day. It's 10 very good teams. Not maybe not very good, but 10 good teams in the Big 12. And does Kansas and Texas Tech stand above the rest? Maybe a bit, but I'm not sure a lot. I think it's going to be a wild Big 12 tournament.
I think it is going to be wild. And if it's if it ends up 1-2 seeding, Well, like I said, I've been completely wrong in most everything as far as the Big 12 this year, but I would bet a lot that number 1 and number 2 seeds are not going to meet in the championship game. It's going to be a topsy-turvy event at the Big 12 tournament coming up. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. That is Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. That's also our phone line on this Valentine's Day. By the way, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
Absolutely. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. What is the best thing to get your significant other today? If you haven't shopped yet.
Four wins and bowling.
That didn't make the list.
Ah, shoot.
Would it be dinner, chocolates, flowers, jewelry, or something else?
What's other?
Which could mean nothing.
Well, I suppose it could, but, you know, get ready for that.
Well, why do you need a Hallmark moment to tell your significant other you love he or her?
You don't. You should do it a lot. You should do it often.
God, I'm a Grinch today. Jeez.
You're this downturn in the in your health is, you know.
It's a downer.
It's affected you.
How about take your significant other to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot behind Taco John's. Emil's is the sponsor of our poll question.
Even though you are under the weather a little bit, it will not deter us from giving away another pair of tickets to see T-Pain and Ja Rule featuring Mike Jones coming up at the U.S. Cellular Center Saturday, June 23rd. You can win them before you buy them, and they're going to go on sale this Friday, February the 16th, at the box office, at the Cell Center, or at Ticketmaster.com, and we've got them all this week. You're going to pick it up. You're going to pick it up. It's Valentine's edition of our giveaway today. So we are all looking forward to that, especially one Kurt Gustafson.
Oh, a blistering email from friend Kurt.
What was that about? Apparently doesn't like your...
He hasn't bought into my renditions. I don't know if Mark got this or not. Let's do it after Ironside leaves.
You don't. Maybe he will put you in a headlock or something.
Well,
on
Kurt
that.
Suggested that if Duke starts rapping again for the third day in a row, while you are there, please put him in a headlock.
A lot of people like the stylings of Mark Duke. You know, I've heard nothing but compliments. And tell Kurt.
Thank you for sponsoring the Mark Ironside segment, Kurt. American Family Insurance is where to find him. Johnson Avenue Northwest.
Yeah, we're going to get to Mark coming up here in just a little bit. You and I got a win last night, a much-needed win over Evansville. Let's face it, that was not a pretty game.
Ugly.
47-41. You and I shot less than 30%, and they won it with the defense. And, hey, they're not going to turn down any win at this point.
No.
In the season. 47-41. Yeah, we got Tiger news to get to. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We've got Mark's rendering of another lyric today. Not you, Mark. Him, Mark. We'll do that coming up in just
Ironside
a little bit.
Ironside can do it. He's more than welcome.
Step in as a pinch hitter, if you will. We'll find out. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. And then we'll also have a Bowling Night in America update. There's just so much drama going on a Wednesday night for Bowling Night in America. We'll get to that. That's called a tease in the radio industry. So we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll keep you updated what's going on at wrestling before we leave here at 4 o'clock. But we will talk wrestling when we come back. And we'll do that with Mark Ironside when we return here on KGYM.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 319 on Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark was sampling during the break. That's what they call it. You know, that's what the kids call it, Mark. You were sampling.
Well, I just wanted to get some sense of what this song sounds like.
You wanted to hear the beat.
Who is that?
We can't say. We can't say, because that's how we're giving away the tickets.
Well, I didn't even know when I was listening to it.
It's so T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones.
I couldn't tell you either one.
You got a closet full of those, don't you?
You got a... Yeah, I'm gonna.
Do the
just,
girls like them? Like
I
that?
I don't think so.
No,
no.
Okay.
I'm at least not when they're in the car with me. They don't. I mean, I let them listen to a lot of stuff that they want to listen to, and I never hear anything like that. Except for JB, I don't allow them to listen to JB once. And maybe if I'm really being nice.
We got those tickets to give away. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll do that before 4 o'clock here today. Mark Ironside joining us right now, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. As Mark said, located right across from the Johnson Avenue High V on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. And you were checking things out at the state tournament going on in Des Moines, the state duels. And you were a little surprised Lisbon got beat.
Yeah, I am. I'm really surprised Lisbon got beat. That's kind of a downer, a bummer for them. I know that. I know that they were looking to win that whole thing. And I guess I didn't think, you know, that they were going to get beat by Denver. I thought, if anything, obviously Don Bosco would be the team that would knock them off, which I was looking forward to. What I'm sure a lot of people were, a crazy good finals between those two tonight, but it's not going to happen. But Denver's tough again this year.
Yep.
They've been down for last, I don't know, so many years, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, but they've really come back strong this year and got a heck of a good team. That's going to be a good team race in the traditional tournament, too, between Don Bosco and Lisbon and Denver. So,
you okay with consolations in the duels?
I was listening to you on the radio when I was on my way in, and I agree with you 100%, Mark. And the fact that consolations, I think that's where a lot of these teams where, you know, they might take a roster full of 20 kids, and the kids that aren't wrestling the traditional tournament or backups or JVs and stuff, that's when they kind of give them the opportunity to, I don't know as much about, probably for third they don't. I don't think Southeast Polk's going to do that, you know, in their third place match against Valley, West Des Moines Valley. But you get down fifth, sixth, then that's when people kind of start throwing the towel in and not really caring so much and getting ready for the next day. But even so, in the thirds, I think a lot of times, especially if someone has like a dinged up knee or he's banged up a little bit or whatever, there's no sense in, you know, risking further injury when they're going to be wrestling the next 3 days over, you know, a third place trophy, team trophy or something.
What are you looking forward to the most at the traditional tournament?
You know, it's cool every year. You get an opportunity to see four timers. You know, we're going to have an opportunity to see 2 4 timers. You know, to me, that's quite a feat. You know, that's something that's very impressive. You know, and they're 2 good kids too. 2 good quality kids. They're going to be fun to watch at the Division I level. I'm going to have a great opportunity to watch them, being color commentator for Iowa. So I get to see them in the Big Ten on a regular basis. So it'll be a lot of fun for me to be able to watch some Iowa boys, you know, at Nebraska and even Penn State. So, a traditional tournament, there's going to be a lot of good team races. There's really no shoe-ins, except for maybe in 2A with New Hampton. The team races this year are going to be probably coming right down to the wire in 1A and 1A and 3A. So we'll be calling the semifinals and the finals as well. So should be really fun, interesting, as always. You know, I mean, great wrestling, a lot of upsets, crazy first-place matches and draws and I mean, that's part of it. You know, you're talking about the Big 12 basketball tournament, you know, on the way in here. That's, you know, I mean, that's kind of how, you know, all sports are. And, you know, there's I mean, you want to be that team where you are a shoo-in and everybody expects you to win because that's what you want. That's what you strive for. But then everybody else never wants that. They want it to be a good team race. They want to be in there. They want to knock you off. They want it to be exciting, you know. I mean, look at Sean White last night. You know, how much more exciting is that, that he has to, on his very last final run, put up the run of his life? You know, what if he, you know, come down his final run and he'd already got the gold? You know, I mean, what if the Japan guy hadn't beaten him and he was silver and he was already gold? I mean, the suspense is already taken out of it, you know, but that added so much more intense suspense and just excitement to that run. I mean, I was talking to my daughters last night, not trying to get off the subject of wrestling, but how much respect I have for a guy like Sean White to go through everything that he's gone through, not doing well in Sochi, and then the horrific accident he went through where, you know, he got hurt so bad doing this, you know, over New Zealand, and then to get back on the saddle and to win it. He not only does he get back in, it's not like he can just kind of hit cruise control and breeze through it. He still has to nail these unbelievable high difficulty, you know, acrobatic tricks in the air that it could happen again, and doesn't get scared. It's kind of like getting in a terrible car wreck in a car. I mean, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was one of them. He, you know, for a few years there after a bad accident, he got back in the car and he was still racing, but he wasn't like the Dale Earnhardt of the old, you know. But he started coming back out of it. It's hard to get back behind the wheel and really get after it, like you'd always get after coming out of something like that. Same thing on a snowboard or something like that. And then on top of that, how many guys right in front of him wrecked? You know, to see that, and then he still got to get on the snowboard. So, you know, to be able to be at that level and have to put on the most perfect performance of your entire life after the accident that he went through, why the entire world is watching, I mean, that guy right there, he deserves a gold medal.
If you were a Winter Olympic athlete, in which sport would it be?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess? It's got to be either ski jumping or luge.
I wasn't going to say either.
Ah.
Definitely not ski jumping.
I don't see him on his back very often. That's what the luge is.
Well, you can do the skeleton. Then. Okay. Then that's, you're on your belly.
Really?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Nobody does, huh?
Well, no, that's the what it's
difference
called.
Difference between luge and skeleton.
Right.
It's another thing.
Right. Bobsledding, you know, I thought it'd be something racing
bobsledding
involved.
Bobsledding would be fun. I'd love that.
See,
but
bobsledding would be great.
I would not be a skier. I know, I shouldn't say I know I can't do something like that. There's two things I would love to be able to do. One is dance. And two is to be able to do acrobatics like that, like flips, gymnastics type stuff. Like what these guys are doing in the air just absolutely blows my mind, which is why I absolutely make sure that I tape it at night. You know, if I'm not home in time, which I haven't been the last two nights, I'm calling my kids and making sure they're recording it so when I get home I can watch it or whatever. I'm glued to it. I love it. But if I was going to do something, it would either be, second, the luge.
Okay.
Because I like watching that. I mean, that's interesting. I like it. But I think the one that I'd really like to do, which I'm probably just not tall enough and don't have the, extra length that you really kind of need to be good at that, but is the biathlon.
Oh, okay.
You know, where you're shooting and doing the skiing both at the same time. I really kind of dig that.
You're not a curler.
No, you know what the thing though is I was with Coach Tom Brands this weekend on the trip to Penn State, and we were glued in our hotel room on Friday to curling. He loves curling, and we watched a half hour
segment.
Really? And I thought he was joking
at first. Strategy.
I thought he was joking at first when he said, "Oh, I love curling. Yes, we got to watch this. We're gonna watch." I was like, "Yeah, right, okay." He was dead serious. But as I learned about it and everything that goes into it, and you watch like the, I shouldn't say half hour, 15-minute segment on it, you know? There is a lot of that goes into it, and a lot of strategy and stuff like that. And we're getting ready to go over for workout, you know, on Friday, Saturday, you know, because we got to go over and work out and get down to weight, la, la, la. And I'm down in the lobby, and I'm still watching the TV in the lobby. I'm like, can't we just, everybody's out in the vans. I wanted to see how we ended up at the very, very end of that, which we did. We beat, I think it was the Netherlands or something. You know, we were down 1-4, and we came back, and we slaughtered them that last game, which was because they did really, really well. They were on fire.
I like that. What did we learn today on the show?
Brands loves curling.
Brands loves curling.
Yeah, it was good.
That's good.
It was really good.
Well, we are going to talk some wrestling before the talk sports people get on us here a little bit. Iowa Penn State, and you went into it saying that it was going to be tough, and you didn't think Iowa was going to come away with it. They didn't. Lost 28-13. There were bright spots. There were not so bright spots. It was a great atmosphere over
Fantastic
there.
Fantastic atmosphere. I mean, I honestly, I kept saying on the radio, I just kept looking around and going, I mean, it was like this arena, Bryce Jordan Arena is big. I mean, it says 16,000 plus people, and it was full. I don't know what the actual attendance figure was. I don't know if it was completely 100% sold out, which I think it was. Whatever it seats, it was full. And I'm looking around thinking, okay, elevated stage, all, and it's just like the national finals. I mean, the chairs are on the floor all the way up to the mat. And so whatever the arena seats, then there was even more seats on the floor. So it was literally like watching the national finals where it's completely sold out. And this was a dual meet. This was a wrestling dual meet. And I just kept looking and thinking to myself, this is how awesome this is for the sport of wrestling that you get this many people. And how many people were there that had never probably seen a wrestling meet at all ever in their lives before, but they were part of something so exciting and so neat for the first time. It just, that type of stuff is, win or lose, it's just great for the sport. And I love seeing it.
Mike's just got in touch with us on Facebook and said, I will give you a short track speed skating lesson in a heartbeat. Thank you, Mike.
Well,
they go like crazy, Mark.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry.
I
watched them. Elbow on it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I got us off of wrestling for a moment.
I got one guy wiped out last night, too, went against the wall, and then the other guy had to go by himself, which makes a big difference. You don't got someone pushing you or drafting even a little bit in there. That makes – I've ice skated before down at Coral Ridge. A couple times with my daughters when they're younger. It's the only time I've ever been on skates. But, that'd be another good one. There's so much. I love this, the Winter Sports Olympics. There's a lot of fun stuff to watch.
Back to the Penn State match, Marinelli, Wrestler of the Week, he came up with a great victory. But in order to have any glimmer of hope, you really need to stay away from those two pins.
Yeah, for sure. And Coach Tom Brands afterwards in the locker room.
And they didn't take long either one.
No, and that's the thing. Is Tom Brands, he hit the nail on the head when we were in the locker room, and he was not happy. And afterwards, and he was talking to 74 and 84, Gunther and Bowman, and he says, what did I tell you before you went out there? What did I tell you? And they said, be ready. He goes, no, I did not tell you to be ready. I said, be ready. Be ready. There's a difference in be ready and be ready. You have to be ready. Your mentality has to be so unbelievably sky high when you step on the mat against a guy like Mark Hall and Bo Nickel. You can't just go out and think that you're ready or be ready. It's got to be like you all senses have to be going. You have to be able to survive that first period against guys like that. And we weren't ready there. And it showed, obviously, that we went out, they went out, and especially Gunther. I mean, he dodges a bullet. Hall tries that duck right away on him the first time, and we didn't even learn from it. We let him get right back there again. Obviously, we weren't ready there. In 84, we weren't ready either. And that's where, Mark, that you were talking, Scott, you were talking about, that's the downfall, 74 and 84. And I think that was the kicker for Tom as well, too. He could take a little bit of this and a little bit of that in some of the other places, but 74 and 84, those were the negative kickers for him.
Certainly the case. And, of course, Spencer Lee got things started with his own pin in the first period. I think, a little over 2 minutes into it right there. And, welcomed beautifully back to Pennsylvania like we thought he would be. But that's okay. Probably motivated him a little bit, and he went out and did his job.
Yeah, he made quick work of his opponent, which, he should have. I think a lot of people were actually kind of bummed that, he was wrestling such a, weak opponent, I guess, so to speak. I mean, he was only at 1-14 on the season, which he probably hadn't, and he went out and pinned him. I think he was even quicker than 2 minutes. I think it was like 54 seconds or something. Maybe it was two. I don't know. It was fast, but probably wanted to see him wrestle a little bit longer. But he did good. You know, he set the pace. He set the tone. He's a perfect straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, for us. And he did his job. And, I really liked those afterwards in the meeting. He did talk to Spencer Lee, and he says, you know, and he looks, and this is great, and this is great coaching. You know, he looks at him and says, hey, what if you don't get that pin in the first period? Do you get ridden the whole entire second period? What if you get ridden the entire second period? Do you get tired in the third period? Just because you go out and you get a pin right away and a big dual meet, hey, that's not a pat of back on yourself. We still got a lot of work to do here. So just, I mean, he's letting him know that, hey, you know, this isn't the national finals by any means here, okay? You went out, you know, you pinned a guy right away. Good job. You did your job. But at the same time, you know, where the issues are is bottom position and holding up for 7 minutes. And it never really got pushed that far in a match against like that. And Tom let him be aware of it, and which was I was very impressed and happy with.
Big Tens in a couple of weeks are going to be truly amazing, and no more so than a heavyweight. I mean, you see that Stoll-Neville's match and then Kuhn beating Snyder 3-1. And you kind of alluded to the fact Snyder may be a little bit tired from the overseas travel. Kuhn's no slouch.
No, he's no slouch.
But that's going to be a heck of a weight class.
It is going to be a great weight. The whole, I mean, look at all the Big Tens. 25's loaded. 65's the biggest loaded weight class. Then you got heavyweight, you know. But you got like a guy like Kuhn in there. And Kuhn just, I mean, he's big. I mean, he's literally pushing the 285 limit. And then you got, you know, Snyder, if I had to guess, he's probably maybe 240. And then you get a guy like Kuhn that's 40, 45 pounds bigger than you and knows how to use it. I don't care if you are an Olympic champion, world champion, whatever, you know. That is a ton of weight to try and muscle around against a guy that knows how to use it. And Snyder, even in that match, he did really good. He transitioned, and he went to a low single below the knee, right, the ankle. But Kuhn was a good enough wrestler where he was able to turn and twist his knee the right way and square his hips so that he couldn't get caught using the leverage against him. You know, he knew he needed to use his weight to him, and he did that. So there's a lot of heavyweights that wouldn't have been smart enough to do that. Kuhn's an athlete, and that heavyweight weight class is going to be – it's going to be crazy fun to watch. And, you know, Neville's and Stoll, you know, I hear people, a lot of people say they're down on Stoll and this and that. I'm not down on Stoll at all. It basically, that match came down to what guy out of the two was going to take a chance. Mm. What guy was going to take a risk? Well, it was Sam Stoll. Sam Stoll got in deep on a shot. Problem was, is once he got in on the shot, he just stopped wrestling and tried holding on. And Neville sprawled, and we got flattened out, and our belly went around behind us. We don't take that shot, though. You're looking at an overtime match. Mm-hmm. Then you're looking
might
at
still be wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, flip of the coin. Now we're going down to the mat. I mean, Neville's wasn't doing anything either. I mean, it was just a matter. If Neville takes a shot on us and gets caught underneath, and we're pretty good at go-behinds, we score, would probably win the match. It's just a matter of who's gonna take the risk. And I guess I personally would rather have Sam Stoll take a risk and actually make a good shot and learn from it, hopefully, that he has to finish quicker. He's got to cut the corner. He's got to come up. There's things he's got to do there, but at least he knows he can get there and then wrestle around it rather than, yeah, we went down to overtime and we barely lost, or we won because, you know, he slipped on a wet spot and we were able to capitalize on it. But you know what? Did we learn anything there? No, we didn't learn anything there. Even though we lost, we can learn from that right there.
Ryan, the food delivery guy on the text line, please ask Mark if he can talk a little bit more about how impressive that move was from Marinelli.
Well, I'm on the radio, and I told Marinelli this afterwards. I was like, and I talked to Marinelli, he's a great guy, and I was talking to him before the meet even started or whatever. I was like, hey, I'm telling you, I feel good about this matchup. He's never felt anything like Marinelli before. I said it here last week. A guy that's going to come across, get on your head, stay on your head. Joseph likes to wrestle from a non-tie. He'll rope a dope ya, come in, hit you with something, which he did to us. Right when he did take us down, it was because we were not pressuring him. We had a non-tie, and we got caught reaching, and we got roped a doped, and Marinelli learned from it. But the other thing was, I said, you got to stay off your back. You have to stay off your back. You can't give up back points. And he honestly, I thought he did give up back points. I thought that we got a call in our favor. I thought that Joseph should have gotten two near fall in that situation. Now, granted, when you look at the score, we win 9-6. Two near fall still would have been 9-8. Right. We win the match. Okay, but I really think that he probably should have gotten two near fall there. But anyway, we get into an over-under situation or a situation where we're bear hugging. I'm on the radio going, no, we do not want to be here. We don't want to be here. Clear out of there. That's where he's good. And then Marinelli locks it up nice, and he got it deep and tight. But Marinelli was the first one to tell me this. He goes, the reason I went there and did that was because he didn't try tripping me inside. He actually tried going double overs and just throwing me straight back. And when he was doing that, I immediately felt it and know I could go with that bear hug and take him to his back, which he did. Had he been trying to inside trip him from the start and go back into him, he wouldn't have done what he did. Marinelli is an extremely smart wrestler. And I've been saying that all along where, yeah, you call him the bull, but at the same time, he's very, very smart about what he does. He's got a great feel for different positions. And then you go back to the Oklahoma State meet against Rodgers, who that guy was only looking for Marinelli to get out of position, make a mistake, but Marinelli could feel it the whole time, and he never did. He was a very, very smart wrestler, and that's why he's able to capitalize in that position.
You have seen them both now. In your opinion, who do you like better, Ohio State or Penn State?
Penn State.
Penn State.
For sure.
Okay.
One, they're in shape. Two, they're a lot more capable of scoring bonus points. And that's why they've been so dangerous for so many years. It's not only do they win a lot of matches at the Nationals and the Big Tens, but they score so many extra points. That's where they, for sure, in my opinion, are a step above Ohio State. Now, Ohio State then is a very, you know, they're in a solid second by themselves, just because they have a full 10 guys that can score points. But Penn State can score a lot more bonus points just because of the, just the beasts that they have on the team.
I would tend to agree with you, and they got two guys at 197. They can't figure out who to wrestle at this point. And they're both good.
Yeah, it's,
that's a good problem to have.
I was gonna say, that's a rough problem to have.
Last regular season duel coming up Sunday at Iowa State. Should I yawn now or later?
I think it's. I'm hoping you're not going to be on it at all. I'm hoping that we go out, which we have been doing on a regular basis this year, when we wrestle teams that we should be whipping up on pretty good. We actually do. If we go out and we wrestle some 6-3, 4-2 type matches when we should be getting major techs and pins, then yawn away. But I mean, obviously, you and I beat up on Iowa State pretty good. Iowa State's down right now. You and I won some big matches, though. There was a lot of kind of toss-up close matches that could have gone either way, and you and I won them. So, kudos for you and I pulling those matches out. 97, heavyweight, 49. Those are big matches for you and I, which, there's some of those for us as well, too, that we just need to make sure we're on top of our game. And I got a feeling that Ian Parker at 49 is going to be in the lineup for them, or 41 is going to be in the lineup for them. They're not going to forfeit 41 like they have been, against you and I like they did in the matches before. I think that's an opportunity for them that they think they're going to come in and for sure get a victory there that they're going to really desperately need. So I would see them wrestling for sure.
Is this going to be the last subpar Iowa State matchup? Or I think I would say probably next year, but I think 2 years if Dresser has what he's thinking about doing.
I'm thinking 3 years down the road,
3 years, okay.
they'll have a decent team. I think with the future that we have coming in, obviously this year we're so much stronger. Next year we're going to be just as strong, if not stronger, than the following year after that. And then hopefully after that, Dresser has either gotten some transfers in that he's brought along and they're out there battling and competing, or some recruits at the same time as well. But he's going to need – they honestly, to get a boost for their program, they can't wait for recruiting to come through and then bring these guys along. They need some transfers that can step in and go right away and kind of help boost their program.
Is it better for wrestling when both Iowa and Iowa State are relevant?
For sure. I mean, I think it's better for the state of Iowa wrestling. There's no doubt about it. I mean, absolutely. I mean, iron sharpens iron, as they say, they'll still go to this meet, but you're not going to get a lot of people that are going to go to this meet because they're looking for a great meet, I mean, the Iowa and Iowa State meets used to be like sellout crowds, like almost every single time, and just nuts and a lot of bad blood. Now it's just kind of like, well, it is what it is. We're going to.
At least they moved it to Sunday, so
people you're going
to
be in the neighborhood anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that works out for me. Yeah, I'll just stay in Des Moines on Saturday night when I get done with the finals and zip on up to Ames on Sunday, and it works out really well.
All right, we got a Mark in Coralville with a question. Why not bring in another Mark, and I'm going to bring him on here and turn off our mic so you can hear it, Mark. And Mark from Coralville, go ahead.
Right now, is there anybody in the Iowa wrestling room at the 141, 149 pound class that would be a national champion?
Being this year?
No, just in the next 2 or 3 years.
Thanks for the question, by the way. Appreciate it.
You know, next 2 or 3 years, you know, hopefully Lugo, you know, at 149, who transferred in from Rutgers, was it Edinburgh? Actually, Edinburgh. You know, Pat Lugo, who transferred in, you know, he possibly could be vying for a title there now that Rutherford's going to be graduating in the next year or two, Lugo maybe. And then hopefully our redshirt freshman right now, Mirren at 141. You know, I know a lot of people are waiting for him and wishing he was, you know, in the lineup right now along with Werner at 197. You know, if we would have brought out Mirren and Werner both, you know, right now we'd be a better team than what we are right now. But I don't think those guys are – I think it's the right move. Not ready to bring those guys out quite yet. But I think Mirren is going to help a lot. Whether he's national championship caliber or not, to be honest, I don't know. I'm not, he may be. Without seeing him actually wrestle a lot of those guys, you know, firsthand and head to head, you can't really say. But we're got brighter spots coming there at 141, and you know, and I mean, Brandon Sorensen, I mean, second the country a couple times. That's nothing to shake a stick at. You just got, you know, Rutherford in front of you, and what he does to Sorensen, he does to everybody else. You know, I mean, actually, Rutherford. I was just telling Sorensen this after the meet. Rutherford probably, out of everybody in the country that he does not want to wrestle, is Brandon Sorensen. You know, I mean, he is for sure that second guy that he that guy behind Rutherford. Rutherford does not want, because Rutherford Sorensen is just so strong. He's stingy. He kind of slows things down a little bit. He's a smart wrestler too. He's a veteran. And Rutherford's just used to kind of hopping around, bouncing around, and being able to score almost at will. And he can't do that on Sorensen. Now, he's obviously still, you know, pretty dominant over Sorensen, but he can't, you know, just get away with whatever else he does. I mean, Rutherford's a different cat. I mean, it's, you know, if you'd had just, you know, an average national champion in there this year, Sorensen might have a chance at winning it. It's just, you got Rutherford in there, and Sorensen just needs to figure out and make some adjustments to try and actually beat him, and probably more so anything than between the ears.
Do you have any problem with flights?
No. You know what, though? The craziest thing was coming in home that night.
Yeah.
It was like 2 inches of snow on the runway. Like, and we were landing, and I was like looking out my window. I was like, well, they haven't plowed this part of the runway yet. Like, well, they haven't plowed this part yet. And all of a sudden, we touched down. I'm like looking, like trying to see underneath the plane. And we like bounce, and then we kind of like bounce again. And then we turn a little bit sideways. And I'm like immediately pouring sweat. I thought for sure we were just going to see nothing but flames, skid marks. I mean, it was just going to be just sliding. Terry Brands is all across the aisle from me, freaking out. I don't know how.
Tom's watching curling.
I do not know how we got clearance, or if we even needed clearance because we were on a charter plane or what. I don't know how we landed that plane on 2 inches of snow on the
new Olympic sport.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'm extremely happy we made it home that night or whatever. But had I known there was 2 inches at least of snow on the runway, I had said, let's just park it until they get that thing cleared, and then we'll go in. But besides that, it was all good.
All right, very good.
I did see
wardrobes ready for the weekend.
Yeah, you know, we got to wear a pretty easy. I got off easy. We got to wear a sponsor, whoever sponsoring the finals, a shirt that, you know, they gave us. I got a navy one and a black one. So
there you go.
I'm told what to wear. So
bring them both.
Pretty easy stuff.
Don't have to worry about a tie this year. So
nope.
That's awesome.
Yes, that is awesome.
You want to stick around and listen to Mark recite?
I was on that email you guys got too, and as sick as Mark is, I don't really care to get close enough to have to throw him in a headlock today.
Stay my distance right here, Mark.
I do not want that, especially before this weekend, and I got to do some TV anyway, so no headlocks today. I will get out of here before he hits that rendition.
All right.
Usually accommodating towards your sponsors, but not this time.
No, yeah. Not so much. Good luck with this one too, because when you were playing that, I no way I guess that, even with the multiple choice.
3 of 5, Mark.
That's what I'm hearing.
We're having fun with this. Our folks are having fun with this as well, our listeners. All right, Mark, appreciate it.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Have
we'll
fun
see you
this
next
weekend.
Week. Yep.
All right. Mark Ironside joining us courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids.
It's not 100%.
we're still on, you know. What are you just talking? You got. We're doing a show here.
He needs some vitamin C, some airborne. That's my go-to.
That's your go-to?
Anytime I even remotely start feeling sick, airborne it up.
Okay. Very good.
Good to know.
Good to know. We're going to prescribe that to the bowling team. More on that coming up in a little bit. We'll take a break, come back, and we will give away our tickets to T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones when we return.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
For Valentine's Day, I got my husband a 23andMe kit so he could discover more about himself through his DNA. He received over 75 detailed online reports about his health and ancestry, and he's fallen in love with himself in a whole new way, a genetic kind of way.
I am a Viking warrior.
Yeah, guess who discovered that his DNA is 18% Scandinavian?
This Valentine's Day, get 20% off your home DNA kit when you order today at 23andMe.com. Offer ends February 14th.
Pick up Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $12.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts and earn double O Rewards points with your purchase. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus, plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Always fun to talk with Mark Ironside. You never know what we're going to be talking about, but he'll be back with us coming up next Wednesday here on the program. 3:50, we're going to get you to a Bowling Night in America preview. They are between sessions at the state dual wrestling tournaments, and we'll update you on that one more time before we leave. But it is time for that very, very popular segment that we're having this week here on KGYM. Going to give you a chance right now to win tickets before they go on sale. They go on sale on Friday for the June show. It will be Ja Rule, T-Pain featuring Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. And tickets go on sale Friday at the U.S. Cellular Center box office at 10 o'clock. They also will be at Ticketmaster.com. Everybody knows how this is played, Mark. And all you have to do, when Mark says the lyric, sings the lyric, however he's going to do it today, he's at 80%, remember. We need caller number 6. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible to guess. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600 is the phone number. Mark, all right, go ahead when ready.
You know, I just figure if Ironside can wear his wife's clothes for the polar plunge, I can do this with a cold, right?
You can, absolutely.
I hope he doesn't turn around and come back in the studio.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
You may have pushed the right button.
It's got to be the crunkest. It's got to be the loudest. It's got to be the best love song she ever heard in her life.
I like that. A nice Valentine's Day edition. Whose lyric is that? T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones? 319-366-1600.
Kyle giving a thumbs up to me. Okay.
Oh, he liked it. He liked your stylings today. 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. Caller number 6, we're going to get you on here, and you are going to get your guess at T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones. By the way, I'd like to apologize for Alex liked it too. I'd like to apologize because there was no over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in from last night. Everybody was pretty
solid.
I was
wondering about that, yeah.
Everyone was pretty solid last night, and I'm only going to say it when somebody goes, now they're skating tonight, right? They're skating tonight, so we may have a Tara Lipinski coming in tonight. Or Johnny Weir. We will see how it plays out right here. All right, we go to phones. Reese in Blairstown joining us here on a Valentine's edition of the program. Hi, Reese. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. You ready for Valentine's Day?
I suppose.
Well, you, me, and Mark. That's our thinking, too. All right. You heard the stylings of Mr. Dukes. Was that Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones?
Is it T-Pain?
It is T-Pain.
Blairstown, big T-Pain territory. My parents used to live there. I know that.
How about that?
How about that?
But Reese, you're going to go to the show coming up in June.
All right.
Very good. Hey, we'll put you on hold. We'll get some information, Kyle, Will, from you. Thank you very much for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
You bet. Reese in Blairstown.
Sean, our friend of the coach's corner. What the hell was that?
That's how we give away tickets.
It's called All Duties as Assigned, Sean. Yeah.
There you go. All right. We will take a break. Come back. Bowling Night in America. We'll get you updated on state dual wrestling when we return.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure. Registration is just $15 when you sign up now at diabetes.org/corridor classic.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 355. Oh, that was the best drop in of the week. You pass that along, Mark.
Oh, God. Text line wants to know when my CD comes out. Sean at the coach's quarter wants the Four Cup sponsorship money for it. But it's not going to happen anytime soon. I know that.
Congratulations to Reese. Two more opportunities to win tickets. Coming up tomorrow and Friday.
Three down, two to go for me. Woo.
All right. Speaking of three.
Oh, wait.
What?
Somebody want to know what crunkest means.
Oh, let him know.
It's just the best.
The best.
The best.
There you go. Speaking of three. Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest, and Cedar Rapids. It's going to be the Three Musketeers tonight, I hear.
The Rusty Nails disabled list full. Bobby, Scott Cleese, both down with the flu. If you've been listening to this show, you know I'm not at 100%, and I don't want to put myself immune system low and everything out there among the people. So you guys are going with three tonight, which is allowable, legal.
Now, Rod just texted me. He goes, no, he couldn't get a sub at work. I gave him one more possibility. We may have to dive into the archives here and bring out one of the, maybe ask one of the guys from the championship years to come back.
You could do that, yeah.
Maybe a left-hander. You could use a left-hander.
At any rate, we're only going to three tonight. Rusty Nails on 25 and 26 against Hupp Electric. We are 43 and 45, 10th place on the slide, but hopefully also on the mend in more ways than one.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so tonight. We just need a
good
night.
Should be a quicker night.
We should need it. We should have a quick night, and we just need a good night of bowling because it has been pretty abysmal as of late. But anyway, if you are in search of help in your bowling game, and by the way, congratulations to all the Metro folks that qualified for state bowling. Mm-hmm. Had a great, great day yesterday at various bowling centers, including the Charlie Hart over at Xavier was the leading 2A individual. We had a 299 rolled by a Kennedy
Max
player.
Hyatt rolled a 170 and then a 299.
That's not
left
bad.
Left a 9-pin. I saw that on television. Yep. My goodness.
Yeah.
Tough. But if you need to get in touch with Mace City, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, MaceCityBowlCR.com.
All right. Coming up next, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Everybody is back on the program today. They'll be on from 4 o'clock until 7. 6:30 tonight, just on the FMs, because Iowa State women's basketball will take over on 1600 AM. Cyclones down in Fort Worth to take on the TCU Horned Frogs. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mark, I hope you get better. Get that vitamin C, whatever Ironside ordered for you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll